All right, time now for weekend review. We got to talk about our Sand and Soul experience, the Sand and Soul Festival. Steve, you have a story, but let's let Junior go first because just like we said, Junior has a date every night.
I had multiple dates for every meal. I had a date
every
Junior.
Meal.
But I will say this, that I did not know, Unc, that I was this attractive to the retired community. I mean something to them. I've never had this many old women stroke my chest. Stroke my chest. 72. I mean, they're like lotto numbers, like picks. 72.
Now, wait a minute. The 72-year-old woman,
she was
at her meet and greet yesterday?
No, she was gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
This chick was bad.
Yes.
She was gorgeous.
This chick was bad. If she would have told you she was 72, you would have bet it.
No, you never
would.
You
would have bet it. This woman was amazingly fit in shape.
Yes.
Skin,
she had on some little tight white shorts today.
No, was clowning.
But, I went to dinner with her. I came in as great grandpa. That's what I started. I don't start as building no family. No, they already here.
Yeah.
I walked in as great grandpa.
You ain't even, got no kids. You have grandkids.
Your great grandkids.
Boy,
that's funny, Junior.
But she was great, man. She was wonderful, man. I mean, but you know what? The entire weekend, the people, man, I hate they missed this.
Yeah.
Man, I really do. I understand the cancellations. Yeah. It was quite a few, but man, it also was a blessing because so many people canceled that it allowed me to do something for people who never get anything done for them.
Yeah, it opened it up. Yeah.
We opened up. I invited free since we had so many rooms available. I had people who work for nonprofit foundations who help children, orphanages, the homeless, they feed the hungry. I invited all of them down and gave them a free weekend.
Yes.
We invited people who were terminally ill, who just wanted a vacation, and we invited them. We had breast cancer survivors that we invited. We had
five Mothers of the Movement.
We had Trayvon Martin's mother, Michael
Fulton.
Brown's mother,
Eric Gardner's mother.
Yeah.
We had the twin sister to
Tiffany.
Crutcher.
Dr. Tiffany. Yes.
You know, we had other women down here who've lost children in the movement to police violence. We did a lot.
Benjamin Crump was here.
Benjamin Crump. We invited a lot of people from our community who have done stuff. So I was able to turn the lemons into lemonade. Mm-hmm. And that was really a blessing, man. And so it turned out all those cancellations, as horrific as it was financially, it turned out to be a wonderful blessing. And man, we filled up all those council rooms. And man, we had a bomb time. But,
You wasn't even mad.
No.
Bro.
No, you was smiling the whole time.
Because you know why, Junior?
I died.
Because let me tell you, God going to give me some more money.
Yeah.
Dog, because I asked for it in his name and I honor him. He going to give me more money. You can't lose nothing with God. When you do the right thing, you can't lose. Now, I was told this weekend at the golf course.
All right, let's hear this.
Okay.
You know, this. Now, what I will not do is play golf down here again. That I won't do. Because it's just too hard of a check-in process. I checked in at the golf.
What happened?
I've went to see people in prison and got in quicker than this.
So you got in at the golf
course. Dog, I've been on visitation, the list.
The list.
I mean, strip search, takedown, spread your cheeks.
You had to get naked?
All this here. Spotlight.
To go visit somebody.
Ben, spread, cough. I've done all this to go see certain friends of mine.
Yeah.
You know, but man, checking in to play golf, the first day took us 30 minutes. The second day, we cut it down to 20 minutes.
Okay, well, stop right there. Did they know who you were? Because your picture's everywhere.
Well, but this one dude, man, the last day when we had the little tournament, I went to check in, 15 minutes, and I said, this time I'm going to have a credit card, I'm going to have money, I'm going to have everything, so you can't say nothing to me. Mm-hmm. I don't care nothing about the room credits.
Mm-hmm.
So I get up there.
Yeah.
He told me, he looked at me and says, you don't got no money. I say, partner, excuse me.
What?
I don't have no what?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't have no passport.
Uh-huh.
I don't have a handle on my Spanish.
Yeah.
I don't know my way back to the resort.
You don't have your room key.
Yeah, I don't have no car.
Yeah.
But what did you say I don't have none of? He said, you don't got no money. I said, let me walk away from this desk for a minute. Because there's a lot of things I ain't got. I ain't got no more hair. I got a lot of stuff right here.
Hard as I work.
I ain't got no more patience. I'm out a lot of stuff, partner. But you can't tell me I ain't got no money. Play no damn golf.
You're ready to fight, Steve. Right,
but sis, I was so mad at this dude. And then he looked at my room charge. I said, hey, man, I tell you what, just charge it to my room. You don't got no money. I said, boy, this dude right here don't understand who he messing with, man.
Yeah, it ain't the same.
You're not going to have no money. Now, okay, we're still here
the
in
noise,
Cancun.
Yeah, we got to talk about that.
And someone is having something, and where we're broadcasting from in the upstairs from the auditorium, obviously somebody's getting ready for a beach party or something later on today.
Yeah, we done, though.
Yeah,
we done, but we still here doing still radio. Here. So if you hear some noise in the background, it's somebody downstairs, and there's nothing we can do about this. No.
Bear with us, yeah.
No.
So finish the story then.
You don't got no money.
Yeah, yeah, that's you.
Partner.
Finish partner. The story, broke Steve.
So I walk away and my boy said, hey man, Hoff, just let me talk to him. So I come back over there and I said, sir, we need to go and play golf. He said, who are you, sir?
Oh.
I said, nice. Turn around, look at that sign, look at your monitors. This is the Steve Harvey Golf Tournament. I'm Steve Harvey. Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Let me see. And then he looked right back at me and said, you don't got no money.
You can't take that.
He was taunting you at that point,
Steve. This dude right here, I just walked off. I said, I'm going to the golf course. Y'all figure it out.
Where was Boom?
Boom was over there calling him different types of names.
Hey, man, that Boom's
dog, I don't know what the blankety-blank you talking about. Who the blank you think this is, but your blank ass can't be telling dog. Dog got money now.
That's the one thing he does have.
But sometime this morning, man, you got to tell the people about the Q&A session, man.
We'll do it coming up. Also coming up, Reverend Motown in the building. Also, guest deacon Junior coming up right after this with Church Complaints.